big broadcast of 1937.
Hi ho the radio, radio, radio. Hi ho the radio. The radio to you, wherever you may go, you hear a radio.
In a car, at a bar.
Makes no difference where you are, there's one beside your bed. In every big hotel, and soon they'll have a radio in every prison cell. With radios and taxi cabs, the driver's life is sweeter, because it makes the passenger forget to read the meter. They're building model houses now with one in every room. A woman shot her husband to the tune of Love and Bloom. Hi ho the radio, it's time to take a pill.
Your best friend wouldn't tell you.
No, but some announcer will.
Yeah.
Hi ho the radio, they play a lovely waltz to get you in the mood,
to buy a certain dose of salt.
They give you testimonials from poets and palookas, with mandolins and violins and trumpets and bazookas. Melody and ballyhoo, music, music from the blue. All it means is no to you. R-A-D-I-O.
The big broadcast of 1937 is on its way. We present a radio preview of scenes from this new Paramount musical production, a star-studded extravaganza which brings to the screen such outstanding personalities of the entertainment world as Jack Benny, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Bob Burns of bazooka fame, Leopold Stokowski and his symphony orchestra, Martha Ray, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, the new singing sensation, Shirley Ross, Ray Milland, Frank Forrest, Benny Fields, famous Broadway entertainer, Louis de France, Eleanor Whitney, Barry Adler, and scores of others. And here we go with a 15-minute preview of 2 hours of the grandest screen entertainment of the year. The big broadcast brings us now Frank Forrest singing La Bamba.
All the peace of the Bamba, there's no escaping the charm of stopping you, the damn dropping rhythm that goes to your head and your arm. But oh, beware of the Bamba, although it gives you a thrill, a certain something is in that tempo, something that weakens the will. La Bamba, La Bamba, La Bamba, La Bamba, La Bamba, La Bamba, La Bamba.
What a combination this is. Jack Benny, George Burns and Gracie Allen, and Schlepperman in a scene from the big broadcast of 1937.
Well, you're late again. What kept you?
Sorry, but I was detained by a juggler.
So, with the condition of this country being so terrible all over, and even in the city, too, and with $1 million worth of contracts on your desk here, you stopped to play with that juggler.
Well, say, it really wasn't my fault. You know, I... Hey, what goes on here anyway? I'm the boss. This is my office. Get out of here. What are you doing here anyway?
Well, I can't...